Hi, Abraham. About a year and a half ago, I was rummaging through a box in the garage, and I was looking for a piece of music, and I ran across my Abraham tapes from a two-day workshop I did with you in 95. And I was just delighted, and I said, my Abraham tapes, I love these. And I started listening every chance I got. I would go out on my lunch hour at work and listen, and my husband started listening, and right away our lives just transformed. It was good to begin with and became richer and richer, and we're blessed that our circle of friends know you, and even the friends who don't know that there's something going on, and were asking me, how is it that you can be so positive, and you know your relationships are good, and what's the secret to your good marriage? And I said, well, I know not to get upset about things. I just don't see a need to worry. And they said, well, you don't worry about anything? That's pretty amazing. And I did some sifting, and here's the point of all this. I did find a concern I had, and the intellectual part is you've told us that the planet is in good order, it replenishes itself, all is well. Its beasts move easily in and out. And I found a lot of reassurance from that, but I'm so tender-hearted that a little bird's nest fell out of the light fixture near our door, and I thought I'd die, you know, little birdlets scattered everywhere. And then someone told me, I purposely didn't see Al Gore's movie. Said, I'm going to have my head in the sand over this. I know that all is well, and I'm going to keep that. And then a well-meaning friend who is, you know, there's a lot of, I call it doomsday drama, is kind of beguiling. And I see that. I did that for a while. I was vegetarian and, you know, all if my you cosmetics and blah, blah. But I didn't want to see it, but she was telling me about the polar bears. And, you know, if I thought I'd die when the birdlets fell on the ground, when she told me about the polar bears, I felt like she punched me in the stomach and my heart clenched. And
so at that moment, one of your people who is aware of how positive you are had walked into your experience and said, how do you stay so positive? What would you have said?
I have selective worrying, I guess. I don't worry about anything but the beast. Well, that's not true, but that one really got me. And it throws me off kilter every time I think about it. So I try not to think about it. And so I guess my question is, what about the poor polar bears?
Well, whether you realize it or not, you have stumbled across the key to keeping yourself in vibrational alignment with who you are by using your power of focus. So what you just explained to us is that you've done pretty good at feathering your own nest. Maybe that's too soon to give that analogy to you. You've gotten pretty good at controlling the environment around you so that you can focus more easily only upon things that feel good. And in doing so, that really is the secret of just staying in alignment with who you are. We started to interrupt you a time or two as you were rambling. It's all right. To say to you that if you were consciously aware that you have been around as long as we are consciously aware that we have been around, you would not let the things that people are worrying about bother you, because you would realize how humans have worried about things almost from the time that they've been around, and things continue to evolve and get better and better and better and better and better and better and better. Of course, you could focus upon any little pocket of the world, and you can find within it components that are pleasing to you or components that are not. And it really is a matter of tuning yourself to them. We want to say to you that until you reach the place where you finally just get it, that there's too much out there in this world that you are focused upon that you cannot control, and that if your happiness depends upon being able to control it, you will not ever be happy. And there is an alternative other than isolating yourself away from things that bother you. And that alternative is fixating on things that feel good until you've practiced that so powerfully in your vibration that only things that feel good then come into your world. We want you to go beyond getting your feeling response from what you're observing. We want you to use the power of your mind to take things that you are worried about, like the polar bears, and envision them into a place where you feel better. Just like our friend is warming up for his run so that he doesn't strain a muscle, we want you to warm up for your jog through the world. We want you to warm up for the friend who might approach you with information about something that you don't want. We want you to be ready for it. We want you to be warmed up and ready for it. Rather than trying to prevent yourself from ever having an experience from which you have to move from not feeling good into a greater feeling of relief, into a greater feeling of relief, and a greater feeling of relief, as you reach for feelings of relief because you want relief, not because you're trying to make something happen, you want relief, what begins to happen is you tune to a vibration that only allows you access to things that feel good in your world. Esther is discovering the bigger her life gets, the less control she has over more components of it. When you believe that you have to control your world, then you have to live a very narrow world. When you will let the control of your world be law of attraction, and instead you find your placement in it by reaching for the best feeling thoughts you can find, now you can get out there where the world is, where things are happening in the world, without having fear that you will be stung by something that you do not want to see. There's a fine line, and it's really a line worth understanding, between wanting so much to feel good that I wall myself off from any thoughts or ideas or experiences that might not feel good, and understanding that under any condition I can bring myself to a place of feeling good. There are so many people that are determined to focus upon some awful thing in the world, and we do not deny that there are awful things happening in the world. They're determined to focus upon some awful thing in the world and fixate on it with some intention of their fixating on the awful thing, somehow then shedding light on it and solving the problem. And we say, fixating on the awful thing only separates you from the solutions, from the answers, and from who you are the whole time that you're fixated on it. And we think that at very deep levels, you understand that. The more of the world that you see, doesn't it make you understand that you have no hope of ever controlling it? And so doesn't it make you want to just sort of give that up? So when you give up control of the polar bears, or you give up control of the bird nest, or you give up control of whatever it is that's worrying you, and instead you gain control of your ability to focus upon something that feels good, regardless of where you are standing, then you'll discover the freedom that you understood when you were born, the freedom to stay tuned into source energy, the freedom the bird feels even though her nest has fallen. The freedom that the polar bear feels even when it appears to be in trouble. The thing that the beasts have over the humans, hands down, and is really something for you to strive toward, they don't worry. They don't fret. They don't fuss. They don't feel negative emotion. They don't focus upon things and hold themselves chronically in vibrational places that make their lives unpleasant. They live joyful lives from the moment they are born until they are gone. You have the ability and the desire and the knowing within you to be a joyful being. You just have to train your thoughts to allow that. And the better you get at it, the better things will manifest around you. We so want you to hear the difference between feeling good when you don't have a reason to, which will give you a reason to, rather than demanding a reason to, which won't give you feeling good. In other words, you've got to find the feeling and practice it chronically until the world will actualize that way around you. And then well-meaning friends may very well come to you and say, please lick my ice cream cone. It tastes like manure, but I want you to try it. And you say, I have my own source. I have my own source of things that I give my attention to. And they say, oh, but you really should try this. It's awful, but we're all doing it. We're all doing it. It's the new trend. We have a cause. But you've practiced your own autonomy. You've practiced your own connection enough that you are not dissuaded by their pervasive and persuasive argument for lack. Helpful?
Lovely. Thank you.